The recording.
This conference will now be recorded.
Welcome commissioners, staff, and members of the public to the May 23rd, 2024 web-based and teleconference virtual special issue meeting of the Florida Building Commission concurrently with the Energy Tech. The purpose of the May 23rd, 2024 meeting is to consider requests for partnerships in the form of commission support for four energy code compliance research projects funded by the Department of Energy, the DOE. As always, we will provide an opportunity for public comment on each of the commission's substantive discussion topics. If you want to make a comment on a specific substantive commission agenda item, please wait until the facilitator invites members of the public to speak at the appropriate time throughout the meeting. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Public input is welcome, but should be offered before the commission begins discussion or there is a formal motion on the floor. As a reminder, the commission's next meeting will be June 18th, 2024, and will be conducted as a web-based and teleconference virtual meeting. Following are the dates for the remaining regular bi-monthly commission meetings scheduled for 2024. August 13th, 2024 will be web-based and teleconference virtual meeting. October 15th, 2024 with a format to be determined. And December 10th through the 11th, 2024 is an on-site location to be determined meeting, and we'll distribute that information once we have that. Web-based and teleconference virtual meeting participation process. Jeff will now review the commission's adopted web-based and teleconference virtual meeting participation process. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, everybody. As usual, just be aware of background noises. Keep your devices on mute. Please don't put your phones on hold. Please wait to speak until your opportunities are offered. We'll make sure everybody gets a chance to speak at the appropriate time. And all participants, commissioners, and TAC members should also state their name each time they make and second a motion. Mr. Chairman, that covers that.
Thank you, Jeff. Would you please conduct a roll call?
Yes, sir. Chairman Bray.
Present.
Commissioner Bass.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
Present.
Commissioner Compton, I believe.
Here.
Oh, you are here, okay. Commissioner Gross.
I'm here, Jeff.
Very good. Commissioner Hershberger. Commissioner John.
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Langille.
I'm here.
Very good. Commissioner Marker. Commissioner Marrero. Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
Commissioner Schilling.
Yes, I'm here.
Commissioner Schock.
I'm here, Jeff.
Good. Hello, Jim. Commissioner Swope. I think this is, Mr. Chairman, I believe Mr. Brian Swope notified us yesterday that he couldn't be here, so offer an excused absence if you would, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Tolbert.
Here, Jeff.
All right, Tim. Commissioner Wilcox.
I'm here.
Very good. Let me just double check, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Hershberger, Marker, Marrero, or Swope. All right. So we have 12.
That was part of the commission.
Okay. But sorry, we're calling the commission right now, but I'll get to you in a minute.
All right.
So we have 12 of 16. So that's a quorum, Mr. Chairman. So we're good to operate.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Would you also conduct the roll call for the Energy Tech?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Drew Smith.
Present.
Oscar Kaya.
I'm here.
Akush Michelle.
Here.
Jan Geislerz.
Here.
Kevin Godowski.
Here.
Commissioner John.
Here.
Brian Luksic.
Here.
Tony Morgan.
Here.
Duncan Parks.
Present.
Roger Sanders.
Here.
David Wozniak.
Here.
All right. Mr. Chairman, we have 11 of 11, so I do believe that also constitutes a quorum.
Yes, sir, I would agree. Thank you. Would you please review the posted agenda for May's special issue commission meeting?
Yes, sir. It's basically to make a recommendation to the commission in regard for ANSCO compliance research projects that you for funding by Department of Energy that you laid out earlier. Drew, do you want to call this motion for approving the agenda for the energy tax?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Jeff. We have a motion for the agenda for the meeting. Do we have anyone? Sorry, just got in. We have a second.
Who made the first? Sorry, Drew. Who made the first?
Sure.
Sanders.
All right. Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
And if you want to go ahead and approve the May 8th meeting minutes, too.
Sure, be happy to. We need a motion for approval of the May 8th meeting minutes.
Approve as posted, Koshel.
Question, the agenda says May 7th?
Okay, I think I misspoke, sorry. It probably was May 7th. On May 7th.
Yep. Okay. Do we have a second?
Yeah, a second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Those meeting minutes are approved, Jeff.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so I want to back up to, were we also going to approve the agenda for the, that was for the energy tax, but we're also supposed to approve the agenda for the building commission meeting. Is that not correct?
Yes, sir. It's the next one. This is what I moved before, so now you see number two is agenda approval. And you were to state right now that the energy tax is now convened and then ask me to approve review the agenda commission.
Okay. All right. So we're at partnership request for energy code compliance?
No, sorry. I think you probably printed the previous version. So right now, if you would just ask me to review the agenda, we'll get a motion to approve the agenda for the commission, and then you'll be
okay.
At the partnership.
Okay. Okay. That was my question. All right. Yes. If you'll review the posted agenda for May special issue commission meeting.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. To approve the agenda and to consider and decide on requests for partnerships for the four energy code compliance research projects funded by DOE, to take any public comment, and just to be aware, as you already described, that our next meeting is on June 18th, 2024.
Is there a motion to approve?
Sharp, move approval.
Schilling, second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. All right, Jeff, just to make sure I'm on the right track here, we're moving into the partnership request for energy code compliance research projects, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay,
and now the rest of it will just flow. Yeah.
Okay. The commission has received requests for partnership support from the UCF FSEC, Cartman Consulting, and the National Association of State Energy Officials, NASEO, for four research project proposals seeking Department of Energy DOE funding. You may recall the commission approved similar requests for support in April of 2023. The first proposal is from FSEC and involves the development of an automated system for submission of documents, enforcement, and training. The Energy TAC is being asked to recommend the commission partner with UCF FSEC by actively assisting the Florida Solar Energy Center with establishing a central repository for electronic energy code compliance files for proposal DEFOE0003225, Resilient and Effective Codes Implementation, for funding by the Department of Energy. For this project, the Commission's role would be to provide support by serving as a forum for discussion, input, and guidance for this project. From inception to completion, through its Energy Advisory Committee.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. Commissioner Schiffer, could you mute yourself, please? Sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. Additionally, the Florida Building Commission will provide guidance to ensure the project is technically sound and feasible. Finally, the Florida Building Commission will provide guidance and assistance with implementing any necessary pilot programs. The second proposal is from Cartman Consulting and is entitled Automation of Simplification Performance Rating Method Energy Modeling in Commonly Used Simulation Tools. The Energy TAC is being asked to recommend the commission partner with the Cartman Consulting team by actively assisting with this project. For proposal DEFOE0003225, Resilient and Effective Code Implementation, for funding by the Department of Energy. For this project, the Commission's role would be to provide support by serving as a forum for discussion, input, and guidance for this project through its Energy Technical Advisory Committee. The Florida Building Commission will also work with Cartman Consulting to ensure that the project is technically sound and will provide guidance for the implementation of any pilot programs or new energy code compliance software certification requirements. The third proposal is from Cartman Consulting and is entitled Validate Automation of ASHRAE 90.1 Performance Rating Method in Commonly Used Simulation Tools. The Energy TAC is being asked to recommend the commission partner with Cartman Consulting team by actively assisting with this project for proposal DEFOE0003225. Resilient and Effective Code Implementation, for funding by the Department of Energy. For this project, the Commission's role would be to provide support by serving as a forum for discussion, input, and guidance for this project through its Energy Technical Advisory Committee. The Florida Building Commission will also work with Cartman Consulting to ensure that the project is technically sound and will provide guidance for the implementation of any pilot program or new energy code compliance software certification requirements. The final proposal is from the National Association of State Energy Officials, and it involves establishing and testing a building code and resilience field study methodology. The Energy TAC is being asked to recommend the commission partner with the Association of the University of Central Florida to develop a resilience methodology overlay for the U.S. Department of Energy Code Compliance field study methodology. Proposal DEFOE0003225 for funding by DOE. For this project, the Commission's role would be to provide support by serving as a forum for discussion, input, and guidance for this project from the inception to completion through its Energy Technical Advisory Committee. Additionally, the Florida Building Commission will provide guidance to ensure that the project is technically sound and feasible. Finally, the Florida Building Commission will provide guidance and assistance with the implementation of any necessary pilot programs. Jeff will review the procedural requirements for the Energy TAC and Commission's consideration of the four research projects requesting Commission support, and subsequently facilitate each of the steps in the process. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, once I finish this review, Mo will provide a brief introduction. will allow the PIs for each of the projects a total of 5 minutes to make any summary they would like to make of the proposal. Given that the commission has the information, there'll be an opportunity for commissioner clarifying questions and any public comment. And then the energy tech will make a recommendation to the commission on each of these projects in turn. So we'll do them one at a time, energy tech recommendation, and then we'll go to the commission for the commission's action, then we'll go to the next proposal. We'll start, of course, with the same order that you just laid out. So the first one, of course, would be the UCF FSEC proposal, and then we'll go like that through it, and then the commission will do the same process for all four. Energy tech recommendation, commission decision, energy tech recommendation, et cetera. That's the process. Does any commissioner have any questions regarding the process, or any energy tech member have any questions regarding the process?
This is David John. I have a question. I looked at the first two, and it appears to me when I click on them, they're the same document. Is that on purpose, or should they be separate documents? If you click on the first two, they're identical.
They should be separate. They should be separate. I mean, but I'll let, if Mo wants to respond or.
Yeah, they're separate. The first one has to do with mainly submittal of forms and mainly electronically and improving the submittal process. The second one has to do with establishing an automated simplified rating system or method for ASHRAE 90.1. I think maybe the second and the third, kind of one of them is the establishing such a rating system, and the third one is the validation. So they're completely different. One and two are completely different.
Well, can somebody click on the, because I'm looking at it and it's the same
document. Why don't we wait to tell you what, let's do it this way. Let's take the first one first, and when we get to the second one, then staff can put up whatever needs to be.
My concern is that they posted the wrong document.
I understand.
Which agenda, the commission or the TAC?
The TAC agenda is correct.
It may be different than what we're looking at from your thing.
Yeah, the TAC, the energy TAC is correct. We just heard, and I didn't have any problem getting the correct documents myself. But why don't we just proceed, David, and we'll make sure that we've got the right stuff in front of us. So for the first proposal, which is from FSEC, whoever the PI is would have 5 minutes. So is that who's going to represent FSEC on this one? Is that Swami or?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Before we get started, we'll go in order, and Mo will provide an introduction, and then we'll hear from Swami from FSEC. And I'll go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Madani. I know that the chairman has outlined very clearly the objectives of these four research projects. I just want to make sure that these research projects are fully to be funded by DOE. These are mostly proposals. Some of them maybe get funded, some of them maybe not. There is no fund from our end. We are doing, the partnership is mainly, as stated by the chairman, is to provide a forum through the energy tax to help review the findings and preliminary findings of the research project and provide feedback or participate on a pilot study. So we're not providing any funds to this project. Ultimately, whatever comes out of this project, it will benefit for the energy program and the energy code in terms of implementation and delivery of compliance reports to local jurisdictions or use of ASHRAE 90.1-2025. Anyway, that's really what I have. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. All right, Swami, so you have up to 5 minutes. I'll give you a one-minute warning if you'd like to go ahead and just provide your overview. Do you need a screen share, or are you just going to do it
Oh, no, I can just talk. And I don't even need 5 minutes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and let you start.
Yep. Right. So basically, the essence of this project is as follows. Florida is one of the leading states in terms of where the status of the code is. We are already at IECC 2021/ASHRAE 2019. Sooner or later, in terms of the equivalence. And we will be moving to IECC 2024 equivalence or thereabouts, and ASHRAE 90.1/2022. And talking with several building departments, including Broward County, I believe Tim Dekarian is here. I had long chats with him. One of the biggest issues is that, I won't call it issues, but what the status is that there are no energy inspectors by any significant factor. So we don't have energy inspectors per se. So the inspections are being done by roofing personnel or structural personnel or any other person who happened to be there at that time. And also, in most jurisdictions, we are still at the hard copy submission stage. So that is one roadblock there. So anything and everything we can do from the start, from the user, who is doing the compliance, who is doing the calculation, who is inputting the data and getting the compliance, trying various options to comply, the best one for their needs, to the building inspector who is inspecting the building and certifying that the building complies. Anything we can do to automate the mundane and help any of the people in the middle from this process to that process would be a big benefit in enforcement of the code and therefore help to comply with the current code. We can be at the most advanced code, whatever we may think it is, but unless it is being properly enforced and we give the tools to each of the personnel at each and every stage, there may be cracks where things may slip. So that is the essence of the entire thing. And so what are we doing? I'm sorry. Did you say something, Jeff?
No, I thought you were done. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. So what are we doing? To help the user and the building inspection and the building department, we are proposing first that everything should be archived centrally and electronically so that building departments, those who want to, can retrieve their data and then send it to their inspection team. And the inspection team is going to have a tablet app which will load the building data and tell them based on, hey, it's a commercial building of this type, we are using this calculation methodology, these are the steps you have to go. Almost automate them so that you do not have to go back to the code, look at it, and you know, study it. You need to say, okay, you need to, for the reasons for you to do this are the code section this, this, this. If you have a cold roof, you need to kind of go and check this. So if we can kind of give them context-sensitive help during the inspection process and during the creation of the compliance outputs, that would be a big time saver for many building departments, help us in better compliance, and ultimately be very, very sustained. The objectives of sustainability will be maintained. Thank you very much.
All right, well, you took 4 minutes, so that was good. Thank you. Does any TAC member have any questions regarding this particular proposal? TAC members. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment? All right, so Energy Tech, is there a motion to recommend to the Florida Building Commission that they partner with the UCF Florida Solar Energy Center by actively assisting the Florida Solar Energy Center with establishing a central repository for electronic energy code compliance files for DEFOA 0003225 resilient and efficient code implementation proposal for funding by the Department of Energy as outlined previously of the scope by the chairman, which I'm not going to read again. Is there a motion?
So moved. Sanders.
All right, Koshel and Geislers and Sanders. There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Then all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All right, it's unanimous. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn to you for the commission's motion, unless the commissioners have any discussion or questions.
All right, thank you, Jeff. If there's no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to partner with UCF FSEC by actively assisting the Florida Solar Energy Center with establishing a central repository for electronic energy code compliance files for DEFOE 0003225, Resilient and Effective Code Implementation Proposal for Funding by the Department of Energy?
Yeah, Schilling, so moved.
Schiffer will second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Schock here. I have a question.
Please go ahead, Commissioner Schock.
Is the intent here for this to be utilized for enforcement purposes? Is there going to be a way to know that you're getting the information you're asking for? The reason I'm bringing this up is there's a similar program for elevation certificates where they have to be submitted to the state as well. And just something to think about there.
Do you want Swami to answer that, Mr.
If he can.
Swami, do you know the answer to that?
I apologize. I'm on two conference calls, so if you could please, I apologize. Please repeat the question, please.
The question is will this program that you want to develop be used for enforcement purposes, and if it is there going to be a mechanism to ensure that the forms are being submitted electronically? As I stated, we had a similar program with elevation certificates, and I was just wondering if that can be done that way.
Sure. That is a policy issue, and that's where the Florida Building Commission comes. We are going to do a pilot project to show the proof of concept. These are the things can be done, and that kind of then falls to the commission and says, okay, yeah, here are some tools which are working, or pilot has been, the concept has been proved. So if there is some kind of certification needed, that's entirely up to the commission. UCF has no role to UCF can make recommendations, but it's finally up to the commission after we have presented the results of the project.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any further? Yes, sir. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Jeff, I think we've got one raised hand. Do you want to take that?
Don't see it, Mr. Chairman, honestly, but
okay.
But it's me. I have a question regarding the reporting forms that we're sending in to FSEC. We already have
Roger, can you hold that question? Sorry. It's,
sure.
This is kind of a different kind of a setup here. We're doing a commission meeting simultaneously, and we're with the commission at that point. So I think if you'll say that for after we finish these, because it's kind of related, but not exactly. So it's all right, Mr. Chairman. We'll go ahead and start the second, the next one, which is the proposal from Cartman Consulting regarding automation and simplified performance. Is there anybody here from Cartman who is going to want to give a summary?
Hi, my name is Jackson Jarbo. I'm representing Cartman Consulting.
So you have up to 5 minutes. I'll give you a 1 minute warning. If you'll just go ahead and introduce yourself again, and we'll start with you. Go ahead, sir.
Sure.
Does he need to be a presenter?
Sorry, what was that?
I don't think so, Jim. He wanted to know if you were going to do a presentation. I think I was going to speak, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll give a very brief summary. I actually was not expecting to be speaking here, so I don't have anything prepared. But The proposal number two is for the simplified performance rating method automation, and this is a rating method that is not currently in ASHRAE 90.1 2019 or 2022. We're expecting it to be added in 90.1 2025, and this proposal would be to implement this software automation within Florida's energy gauge modeling tool, and then to test the software using a prescribed set of tests that Carbon Consulting will provide, and make sure that the software is generating the proposed and baseline energy models as expected. And then there would also be a piloting phase to this project where we use real-life projects from the state of Florida to run through the process and see if the models are making sense and if the process overall is beneficial to the state building departments. That's about it.
Great. Thank you. Does anybody, any TAC member or commissioner have any questions regarding the proposal? All right. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? All right. Since there isn't any further discussion, Energy TAC members, is there a motion to recommend that the commission partner with the Carbon Consulting team by actively assisting with the automation of the Simplified Performance Rating Method, Energy Modeling, and commonly used simulation tool project for DEFOA 0003225 Resilient and Efficient Codes Implementation, which is a proposal for funding by the Department of Energy. Is there a motion by name, please?
Geisler, so moved.
Sanders, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It is unanimous. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn to you for the commission's, unless there's any discussion from the commission for the motion on this.
Thank you, Mr. Boyer. If there is no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to partner with the Cartman Consulting team by actively assisting with the automation of the Simplified Performance Rating Method Energy Modeling and Commonly Used Simulation Tools project for DEFOA 0003225 resilient and efficient code implementation proposal for funding by the Department of Energy.
Schiffer will move it.
Yep, and Schilling second. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Jeff?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Our third proposal is also from Cartman Consulting, and it's entitled Validate Automation of ASHRAE 90.1 Performance Rating Method and Commonly Used Simulation Tools. Jarvis, is there anything you'd like to, Mr. Jackson, is there anything you'd like to offer in this one?
Sure. So this one is very similar to the previous request. This is for the performance rating method, not the simplified performance rating method. So the performance rating method is a part of ASHRAE 90.1 currently, and the energy gauge modeling tool has some degree of this automation completed already to automate the proposed and baseline models for the performance rating method. And so this proposal is titled Validate the Automation because this would be mostly focused on the testing and the piloting aspects that I described for the previous proposal. We just have a little bit of a head start for this one because the automation has already been implemented to a certain extent.
Right, thanks. Is there any TAC member or commissioner has any questions I'd like to ask on this proposal? Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this proposal? All right, since there isn't any... Somebody trying to say something?
I just want to add that in the previous two, UCF is a partner with Cartman Consulting. It didn't come out clearly in the abstract, but yeah, we are partnering with them on these aspects.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. So in that case, Energy TAC, is there a motion to recommend the commission partner with the Cartman Consulting team and FSEC by actively assisting with the validate automation of ASHRAE 90.1 performance rating method on commonly used simulation project tools for DEFOA 0003255 resilient efficient code implementation proposal by the Department of Energy by name, please.
So moved, Koshel.
Second, Grabowski.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in
favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. It's unanimous, Mr. Chairman. In this instance, if you would also add to partner with Cartman Consulting Team and FSEC to the motion, sir.
Yes, sir, I will. Give me one sec. Okay, very good. Now I will not be able to read it as fast as you just read it, but if there is no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to partner with the Cartman Consulting Team by actively assisting with the validation automation of ASHRAE 90.1 performance rating method and commonly used simulation tools project for DEFOA 000-3225, resilient and effective code implementation proposal for funding by the Department of Energy?
If Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind just mentioning that to actually partner with Cartman and FSEC.
Okay, so Cartman is listed in that motion, but to partner with Cartman and FSEC.
Yes.
Is there a motion?
Yep. Schilling, so moved.
Second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Jeff?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The next proposal is to partner with the NASEA and FSEC to develop a resilience methodology overlay for the U.S. Department of Energy's code compliance field study methodology proposal DEFOA 000-3225 for funding by DOE. Swami, is this one that you're going to take, or somebody from NASEA going to do it? Or
my name's Ed Carley. I'm with NASEA.
All right. Sorry, your name was Ed Carley?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Would you like to provide a brief summary, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Commissioners, Mr. Chairman, thank you for the time. Good afternoon. My name is Ed Carley. I'm a Senior Program Director with the National Association of State Energy Officials. We're a association for all of the state energy offices across all 50 states and the territories of the United States. We are proposing to do a field study in your state as well as the state of Arizona. And we chose Florida in part because y'all have so much growth and because the Florida Building Code is a great example of resilient building codes with the variety of natural hazards that you've had to deal with. So we thought there would be a lot to learn and things that lessons that could be passed on to our members in other states. So I have led personally three other field studies in the state of Texas, Colorado, and Nevada. And so through this field study, we propose to go out and get some information about what building practices look like in your states. The visits do not allow us to determine compliance. The study is designed to provide anonymity to the building site and the builders. There's no, that it can't be traced back to any single site that we visit. And sites are only visited once, so it's just not possible to determine things in compliance from our single studies or our single visits, and participation is completely voluntary for the builders. So, apologize, I wasn't prepared to make any remarks. I'm going off some notes that I made quickly. But
it's fine.
We appreciate your time, and we respectfully request your support for the project. We are partnering with FSEC as well for their support in your state. And again, thank you for your time and your support.
All right, thanks. Any TAC or commissioner have any questions they'd like to make regarding this fourth proposal? All right, is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on this one? All right, Energy TAC, is there a motion to recommend the commission partner with the National Association of State Energy Officials and the University of Central Florida FSEC to develop a resilient methodology overlay for the U.S. Department of Energy's Energy Code Compliance Field Study methodology DEFOA 000-3225 proposal for funding by the Department of Energy? Is there a motion by name, please?
So move, Koshel.
Second, Geisler.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. And since we didn't hear any commission questions, discussion, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it to you for the next motion.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. If there is no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to partner with the National Association of State Energy Officials and the University of Central Florida, EFSEC, to develop a resilience methodology overlay for the U.S. Department of Energy, Energy Code Compliance Field Study Methodology, DEFOA 000-3225, proposal for funding by the Department of Energy.
Schilling, so moved.
I've got Commissioner Schilling as a first. Who was our second?
Schiffer,
thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I hate to be kind of a pill, but in the interest of complete clarity, we should probably go back to the second motion, which was to partner with consulting, get a motion to reconsider, pass that, and then get a motion to vote it again with the addition of EFSEC as a partner, just for, you know, it's probably a little, but I think it would be cleaner. So if one of the EnergyTech members, since it was unanimous, any one of you could make a motion to reconsider the second motion regarding Cartman Consulting Team proposal.
I move to reconsider Sanders.
There a second?
Yes, for a second.
All in favor of reconsideration, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Can we get a motion then to recommend the commission partner with the Cartman Consulting Team and EFSEC by actively assisting with this particular project, which has already been read into the record? By name, please.
Yeah, Schilling, so moved.
This is for the EnergyTech.
Pardon
me? I need somebody else to give you a first.
Geisler.
All right, Geisler would be our first. All in favor of that recommendation from the EnergyTech, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioners, could we have a motion, please, to reconsider your action on this same proposal?
Schilling.
Move to reconsider.
Schilling, second.
Schock and Schilling. All in favor of reconsideration, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to read the motion down, just add and FSEC, that would be perfect.
Yes, sir. Is there a motion to partner with the Cartman Consulting Team and EFSEC by actively assisting with the automation of the Simplified Performance Rating Methodology, Energy Modeling, and Commonly Used Simulation Tools Project for DEFOA 000-3225, Resilient and Efficient Code Implementation Proposal for Funding by the Department of Energy? Commissioner Schock is first. Who is the second?
Commissioner Brown.
All right, we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. And Jeff, thank you for always being a stickler. We appreciate that.
All right,
we're going to move to agenda item number 4. Jeff, am I on target?
You are exactly on target.
All right, very good. Thank you. Are there any commissioners who wish to make a comment or identify any issue for discussion or clarification for the next commission meeting? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to agenda item number 5. The commission welcomes your comments on its actions or any other topic under the commission's purview and authority. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to speak, please identify your name when Jeff asks, and he will stack the list of names for public comment. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Anybody from the public wish to make any general comment to the commission?
This is Rob here. I just want to thank you all for... Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. It's Rob Vier from ESSEC. I just want to thank you for all taking your time. You know, we, those of us at the universities doing nothing but research, these are the type of proposals that keep going. We get a lot of these, we propose a lot of things, and partnership is essential to have some success. You know, we'll find out in a few months we get two of these, you know, we'll be doing better than average. So, thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you for the conclusion.
All right, thank you, Jeff. The June 18, 2024 meeting will focus on the Commission's regular procedural and substantive issues and any needed rule development initiatives. The June meeting will be concluded as a web, will be conducted, excuse me, as a web-based and teleconference virtual meeting. At this time, Drew, I'll turn it over to you to adjourn the energy tax.
All right. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Energy Tech members, for all being here today. I appreciate your input in going through this process, and I need a motion to adjourn the Energy Tech.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
It's true.
Motion for Roskin adjourned.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, we can stand adjourned. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
All right, very good. Very good. As always, commissioners, thank you for your time today. Staff, excellent job as always. Jeff, great job facilitating. There being no further business, the commission stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.